Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology. And today, we're unpacking a big one, cloud GPU pricing comparison in 2026. I'm Alex, your guide through the silicon maze.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech enthusiast, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home. So Alex, cloud GPUs, they're like regular GPUs, but in the sky?
Not quite in the sky, Jamie. Cloud GPUs are powerful graphics processing units available for rent on cloud platforms like AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure. They're essential for tasks that need a lot of computing power, like training AI models.
Got it, so no magical GPUs floating in the clouds. But why are we talking about them today?
Because in 2026, the prices and options for cloud GPUs have changed a lot, and it's crucial for companies, big and small, to get a grasp on where they can get the best bang for their buck. Whether it's AWS with its dynamic scaling, Google Cloud's committed use discounts, or Azure's competitive pricing for reserved instances, there's a lot to consider.
I see picking the right one could save a lot of coin then. But how do I know which one to pick for my hypothetical AI training empire?
Great question. It depends on several factors, like your workload type, batch versus real-time, budget predictability, and data locality. Plus, there are strategies to cut costs significantly, like using spot instances, mixed precision training, and efficient data pipelines.
Hold up, spot instances? That sounds like a skincare routine.
Not quite. Spot instances are like a sale on cloud computing power. Providers offer unused capacity at lower prices, but there's a catch. Your instances can be terminated if someone else bids higher.
Ah, so it's more like a bidding war. Risky, but potentially budget-friendly. What about these mixed precision training and efficient data pipelines?
Mixed precision training allows AI models to learn from both high and low precision data, speeding up the process without losing accuracy. Efficient data pipelines, on the other hand, make sure data is pre-processed and moved through the system as smoothly as possible to avoid bottlenecks.
Sounds like a traffic control system for data. Neat. But back to the cloud GPUs, how do I even start comparing them?
Well, you'd look at the instance families and GPU types each cloud provider offers, like NVIDIA's H100 for heavy lifting or the A100 for a balanced performance. AWS, for instance, integrates deeply with SageMaker, making it a good choice for dynamic scaling and hybrid workloads.
And Google Cloud and Azure?
Google Cloud shines with its sustained use discounts, perfect for long-running jobs, while Azure is the go-to for companies needing strong enterprise integration and long-term reserved instances.
Got it. So it's like picking a superhero team based on their powers and your mission.
Exactly, Jamie. And don't forget, testing and monitoring your setup is crucial. Each cloud provider offers tools to track GPU performance and costs, helping avoid common pitfalls like over-provisioning or ignoring spot instance interruptions.
Speaking of pitfalls, any pro tips to avoid falling into them?
Always encrypt your data and use private buckets for storage. For scalability, consider automated tools like Terraform or Kubernetes to manage resources across multiple clouds.
Terraform and Kubernetes? Sounds like we're back to magical clouds again.
Maybe there's a bit of magic in making all this technology work together seamlessly.
Thanks, Alex, for breaking down the mystical world of cloud GPUs. I feel ready to conquer my hypothetical AI empire now.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep your circuits cool and your GPUs clouded.
Bye, everyone.